What kind of things do you want to say?
I want to talk about how it's hard growing up minorities. And you don't even have to be minorities. It's just real hard growing up. And I want to talk about abuse, what's on the streets, just from my point of view too. So I feel like they can understand me better because it's my point of view and they can relate to it. Like, a lot of the poetry I write will probably relate to young women, because I am a young woman.
Yeah.
And, I have experienced a lot of stuff in my life. So if I could help somebody, that would be a good thing.
Yeah. What are you working on now?
Right now, I'm trying to figure out what poems I want to do on the CD. This is one of the poems. I'm still editing it.
Yeah.
I'm adding more verses as we speak, but do you want to hear it right now?
I would love to.
Okay, it's called Lost Souls. I see no love on these streets, broken hearts and souls at their feet. Single mothers raising their children alone, yelling like they have no control. Why won't they just sit down and listen and behave like civilized children? They have no good examples to follow, so they reflect their surroundings and become a part of the problem. Lost. Have a seat on the bus next to me. There's a homeless man that reeks of pee. I wonder what happened to him getting his degree. Does he have a real family? Poor lost soul. Who's there for him when he needs somebody to hold? I plug my nose, turn my head. I see this young girl reminding me of me. Looking into her eyes takes me on a ride I'm familiar to. Betrayal, hurt, abandoned, left for the taking. Cruising through the images of sexual abuse, rape, and heartache. Pretty frown face. Men take advantage of her lost soul. My black brothers. Even you are defeated in some ways or another. Set up for failure, locked behind bars, living in the fast lane. Drug selling, pimping, getting by however. But once they put you in the system, they won't let you out. Jobs turn you away, discouraged and tacked. Street life you return until one day another brother with a gun takes your lost soul away from your family, away from the earth. You could have made a difference. Now you 6 feet under dirt.
Poignant. It's beautiful, but
thank you.
Poignant. Which I suppose is what you're going for, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 17.
17.
Yeah.
What are your plans for like after this?
I plan on going to Job Corps.
Okay.
And getting my trades and healthcare and medical office support. And finishing high school. And after Job Corps, I plan on going to UWM to get my bachelor's in RN.
Okay.
Registered nursing.
How has this program affected your poetry?
Like,
you've been working with somebody who's basically does this, right?
Yes. I feel like my writing has become way better. Because I'll write, like, little love poems, and it'll just be, like, two stanzas, but, like, I feel like I have a voice in the community, and it's making my voice louder, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I have so much more to say
Yeah.
in my poetry.